content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is John Ivey from the Triangle Radio Reading Service. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you from the August 2018 issue of Sports Illustrated for Kids. Today's programming is underwritten with support from the Raleigh Kiwanis Foundation. They can be reached at www.kiwanisfoundation.org. Well, we're continuing. You ready for some football? Let's begin with the mock draft here on page 40. Now, we've got quite a bit here, so we need you to be attentive. League Manager Corner. Get some friends together to play. We're here to help. Standard PPR. Well, there are two common ways league scoring can be set. Standard or PPR, points per reception. PPR leagues award 1 point per catch made by receivers, tight ends, and running backs. This adds more value to those positions than standard leagues, which only allow skill players to gain points by accumulating yards and crossing the goal line. Number two, snake or auction. Most fantasy drafts follow a snake format in which the draft order flips each round to get every team a fair shot at building a balanced roster. In auction drafts, each team is given a certain amount of money to bid on players to fill out a roster. Number three, the waiver wire. While some owners may find it annoying to have to wait a few days before being able to pick up players, the waiver wire gives every team a fair chance to claim new players, assigning waiver priority based on how long it's been since an owner last picked up a player. Without waivers, the player pool becomes a free-for-all. And number four, two starting QBs? Many fantasy football websites give you the option to add a second starting quarterback slot on teams' rosters. This can provide owners with an additional challenge of needing to sort through the lower tiers of quarterbacks, a good test of their football knowledge. So let's begin with the mock draft. Want to know who's a top-tier talent and who's a late-round pick? Take some pointers from Buzz Beamer and his football fanatic friends. Well, who are his friends? We have Buzz Beamer, dubbed himself League Manager Extraordinary. There's Whitney, keeps rejecting the League Manager's trade request. There's Morley, puts his pre-draft rankings on 15 color-coded spreadsheets. There's Buckethead, no one knows, you're a dog in an online draft. There's Tank McMard, complains he can't pick specific linemen. There's Becky Schemer, picked the Jags D because they're carts. Claudzilla suspiciously keeps trading her best player to Becky. There's Mr. Beamer, really wanted Mike Evans. There's Mrs. Beamer, knows her husband really wanted Mike Evans. There's Cousin Swampy, overrates players from LSU. Cousin Tex, meant to take more Cowboys. And Fungo, swears Buzz told him this was a fantasy baseball draft. So here we go. Number one, running back, Le'Veon Bell. Todd Gurley, David Johnson, then there's wide receiver Antonio Brown, running back Ezekiel Elliott, running back Alvin Kamara, wide receiver Odell Beckham, wide receiver DeAndre Hopkins, running back Saquon Barkley, running back Kareem Hunt, running back Leonard Fournette, and wide receiver Julio Jones. Second round, running back Devontae Freeman, wide receiver Keenan Allen, wide receiver Davante Adams, running back Christian McCaffrey, running back Dalvin Cook, Quarterback, Aaron Rodgers. Wide receiver, Tyreek Hill. Tight end, Rob Gronkowski. Wide receiver, Mike Evans. Running back, Melvin Gordon. Wide receiver, Michael Thomas. Wide receiver, A.J. Brown. Third round, running back, Jordan Howard. Running back, Derrick Henry. Tight end, Travis Kelce. Wide receiver, Adam Thielen. Wide receiver, T.Y. Hilton. Running back, LeSean McCoy. Quarterback, Deshaun Watson. Running back, Joe Mixon. Running back, Mark Ingram. Wide receiver, Doug Baldwin. Wide receiver, Alshon Jeffrey. And wide receiver, Brandon Cook. Fourth round. Amari Cooper, wide receiver. Running back, Kenyon Drake. Running back, Rashad Penny. Running back, Jay Ajayi. Wide receiver, Jarvis Landry. Wide receiver, Stephon Diggs. Tight end, Zach Ertz. Wide receiver, Josh Gordon. Wide receiver, Allen Robinson. Quarterback, Tom Brady. Running back, Jerick McKinnon. And running back, Alex Collins. Moving on to the fifth round. Wide receiver, Larry Fitzgerald. Quarterback, Russell Wilson. Wide receiver, Demaryius Thomas. Wide receiver, Juju Smith-Schuster. Running back, Carlos Hyde. Wide receiver, Golden Tate. Running back, Darius Juice. Running back, Lamar Miller. Wide receiver, Dez Bryant. Wide receiver, Julian Edelman. Wide receiver, Marvis Jones. Running back, Tevin Coleman. Sixth round, tight end, Greg Olsen. Tight end, Evan Ingram. Wide receiver, Devontae Parker. Tight end, Delanie Walker. Quarterback, Kirk Cousins. Wide receiver, Michael Crabtree. Running back, Deion Lewis. Quarterback, Drew Brees. Tight end, Hunter Henry. Tight end, Jimmy Graham. Quarterback, Cam Newton. Quarterback, Carson Wentz. Seventh round. Wide receiver, Corey Davis. Wide receiver, Pierre Garçon. Quarterback, Andrew Luck. Quarterback, Matthew Stafford. Wide receiver, Sammy Watkins. Running back, Marlon Mack. Running back, Tariq Cohen. Wide receiver, Randall Cobb. Running back, Sonny Michael. Wide receiver, Cooper Kupp. Wide receiver, Jordy Nelson. Running back, Jamal Williams. Round number eight. Wide receiver, Chris Hogan. Wide receiver, Montavious Bryant. Running back, Isaiah Crowell. Wide receiver, Will Fuller. Tight end, Trey Burton. Now from the Jacksonville Jaguars. Wide receiver, Robert Woods. Running back, Aaron Jones. Wide receiver, Devin Funches. Running back, Rex Burkhart. Tight end, Kyle Randolph. Running back, Ronald Jones II. Round number nine, tight end, Jordan Reed. Wide receiver, Jamison Crowder. Running back, Kerryon Johnson. Running back, Nick Chubb. Running back, Royce Freeman. Wide receiver, Emmanuel Sanders. Running back, Chris Thompson. Running back, Samaje Perina. Running back, Marshawn Lynch. Wide receiver, Deshaun Jackson. Running back, Bilal Powell. And running back, Deontay Foreman. Round number 10, quarterback, Matt Ryan. Running back, C.J. Anderson. Running back, Chris Carson. The defense of the Philadelphia Eagles. Quarterback, Ben Roethlisberger. quarterback Patrick Mahomes, wide receiver Sterling Shepard, quarterback Jimmy Garoppolo, quarterback Dak Prescott, quarterback Jared Goff, the defense of the Minnesota Vikings, tight end Jack Doyle. Round number 11, the defense of Los Angeles Rams, the defense of New Orleans Saints, the defense of Los Angeles Chargers, tight end DJ Howard, the defense of the Houston Texans, kicker Stefan Gostkowski, the defense of the Pittsburgh Steelers, the defense of the Denver Broncos, kicker Justin Tucker, the defense of the New England Patriots, running back Matt Breeds, and the defense of the Carolina Panthers. And finally, in this round, number 12, Mason Crosby, kicker. Kicker, Mac Prater. Kicker, Kalini Fairbairn. Kicker, Chris Boswell. Kicker, Jake Elliott. Tight end, Tyler Effort. Kicker, Dan Belay. Kicker, Will Lutz. The defense of the Arizona Cardinals. Kicker, Harrison Butker. Kicker, Greg Zerlane. And kicker, Matt Bryant. Well, Bulls loves his crazy schemes, but even he couldn't pass on taking the obvious number one player in the fantasy, Le'Veon Bell. Going heavy on running backs early forced Buzz to bet on Amari Cooper having a bounce-back year with the Raiders. Whitney couldn't resist drafting Russell Wilson in the fifth round after his monster 2017 season. Her wide receivers aren't great, so she'll need to be on the lookout for some breakout stars on the waiver wire early in the season. Morley should name his team the Devontae Twins after drafting both Devontae Adams and Devontae Parker to head up his receiving core. Adams had a career year last season, and Parker will be Miami's primary receiver with Jarvis Landry gone. Ask his draft strategy, Bucket had replied, "Woof, woof, 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 woof." That means he knows he passed on some running backs to take Antonio Brown, but it's pretty tough to ignore the best receiver in football. A former lineman who loves physical football, Tank fought off the urge to spend his top pick on the Texans' D. Ezekiel Elliott and Dalvin Cook just might give him the best running back duo in this league. It's a bold move to take the first quarterback off the board, but that's Becky for you. She thinks Aaron Rodgers is worth it. She missed out on all the top receivers, but Stephon Diggs and Michael Crabtree could have strong years with new QBs. With all the best backs gone, Clausilla decided to go with the safe selection of Odell Beckham Jr. rather than gamble on Saquon Barkley. You have to admit, that's pretty rational thinking for a cat. But waiting so long to take a running back is a risk. Rob Gronkowski thought about retiring, but since he's coming back, he's once again the best tight end in football. Mr. B has given himself flexibility. If he needs another skill player like Mike Evans, he can trade Drew Brees and make Jimmy Garoppolo his starter. Buzz's mom drafted two rookie running backs, Saquon Barkley and Sonny Michael, and not just because she likes kids. Both Mike Evans and Allen Robinson should get a ton of targets, and Hunter Henry is poised for a breakout year. You can never go wrong drafting a couple of running backs early and letting Patriots fall into your lap. Kareem Hunt and Melvin Gordon both had strong seasons a year ago, and Tom Brady's age is of a little concern to Swampy. Michael Thomas was an easy pick in the second round after he put up first-round worthy numbers in 2017. It was important for Tex to get Kyle Rudolph in the seventh as the tight end talent pool dropped off after him. And finally, Fungo didn't like the running backs that fell to him early, so he decided to go heavy on wide receivers and gamble on a few late-round backs. Remember, kids, be flexible. Julio Jones is still one of the best in the business. Page 42 and 43. What makes a fan favorite? Not all athletes are equally loved or beloved. We tried to figure out why some players are so easy to root for. Not everyone picks the most talented member of the home team to be his or her favorite player. Sometimes an entire town will rally around the 15th best player on the field. Why? It's complicated. Putting up big numbers helps, but it's not necessary. Occasionally, a player's blundering will only add to his or her appeal. New York loved the 1962 Mets team that set a modern-era record with 120 losses. We attempted to break down exactly what makes certain athletes so beloved. After examining some of the most popular players of all time, four common traits emerged. Talent, a magnetic personality, a compelling backstory, and an unusual physique. Many pros are really pretty similar. They spend their whole lives practicing. They break into the big leagues around the same age, and they're trained to give the same boring answers to interview questions. As a result, fans latch onto any athlete who seems different. It's no wonder, then, that these players who have distinguished themselves in more than one way have legions of admirers. Physical traits plus talent. Jose Altuve of the World Series champions Houston Astros. He's listed at 5'6". Altuve is about 8 inches shorter than the average Major League Baseball player. At one point, he was even too short for the Astros, who turned away a young Altuve from a tryout. The second baseman persisted, however, and Houston signed him as a 16-year-old for $15,000. His subsequent emergence as an MVP and World Series champion has been an inspiration. Kristaps Porzingis, forward for the New York Knicks. If being unique is the key to becoming a fan favorite, look no further than the player Kevin Durant named the Unicorn, a 7'3" sharpshooter who can hit from anywhere on the court. The 22-year-old Porzingis has already made more three-pointers, 283, than every other player 7'3" or taller in NBA history combined. Talent and personality. P.K. Subban, National Predators. Subban is known for his clutch goals as the flashy celebrations that follow them. When the defenseman played in Montreal, the Canadiens went as far as to ban one of his moves, a post-win triple low five with goaltender Carey Price. The moratorium, of course, made Subban more popular. Now he plays in Nashville, where he gets more leeway to express himself. Rob Gronkowski, tight end to the New England Patriots. The Patriots tight end loves to catch touchdowns on the field and have a good time of it. The man who once said, "Yo soy fiesta," translation, "I'm at a party," may not have the best grasp of Spanish grammar, but his carefree demeanor only makes his fans in Boston and beyond love him that much more. Personality plus story. Wilmer Flores of the New York Mets. Flores has always been relatable. The infielder once made his walk-up music the theme song to the TV show Friends. Flores learned English by watching the sitcom. His unique bond with Mets fans really started, however, when he cried on the field in 2015 after learning he had been traded to Milwaukee. The deal never went through, however, and Flores hit a walk-off homer 2 games later. Jeremy Lin, Brooklyn Nets. If you're reading this magazine, you may be too young to remember Insanity. Linsanity. When Lin made his New York Knicks debut Monday through the 2012 season, midway through the 2012 season, he created a worldwide craze. The team's fourth-string point guard when the season began, Lin seized an opportunity to play and ended up leading the Knicks on a season-saving 7-game win streak. While he has yet to reach those heights again, his humble demeanor has helped him maintain his fan favorite status. Story plus physical traits. Lionel Messi, Football Club Barcelona. What other sport can claim a 5'6" player among its very best of all time? Messi nearly didn't even grow that tall. When he was little, the Barcelona star needed nightly injections to address a hormone deficiency. Messi joined Barcelona as a 13-year-old because the club offered to pay for his treatment. That investment paid off, as he now dominates much bigger players. Bartolo Colon, pitcher for the Texas Rangers. There's a lot that makes Colon's status as an athlete, Major League Baseball pitcher, improbable. He's 45 years old. He's listed at 285 pounds. He's on his 11th team, but he hit his first home run in his 19th season. No wonder fans hope he plays forever. Who knows what other surprises are in store? Who's got it all? The ultimate fan favorite. Physical traits, talent, personality, and story. Joel Embiid of the Philadelphia 76ers of the NBA. Yes, the Philadelphia center has only played in 94 NBA games, but Embiid is the ultimate fan favorite in all of sports. It's not that far-fetched. The Cameroonian big man had a devoted social media following years before he even took the court for the Sixers. His story is great. Embiid started playing basketball only 8 years ago after watching Kobe Bryant on TV. The seven-footer has the size and the talent is obvious. As for our last trait for popular players, personality, Embiid has more than enough of that. On social media, he's funny, but not afraid to poke fun at himself, and he's unpretentious, taking time to play against and sometimes dunk on random ballers on public courts. Maybe the real key to Embiid's popularity lies in the self-given nickname, The Process. Hardcore basketball fans were fascinated by the Sixers' strategy of trying to lose to amass high draft picks. So was Embiid, who showed himself to be every bit the NBA nerd they were. Fans in Philadelphia and beyond don't just trust the process, they love the process. Former players who had it all. Babe Ruth, New York Knicks, New York Yankees. Was Ruth the first athlete to meet all of our criteria? He was large and larger than life, and he hit more home runs in 1920 than every other team in the American League. For a generation, he embodied the American dream of rising above a tumultuous childhood to become a star. Martin St. Louis, Tampa Bay Lightning. Despite a dominant college career, St. Louis went undrafted, no doubt due to his size. Eventually, the 5'8", 180-pound winger caught on with the Lightning and developed into one of the league's best players and nicest, winning the Lady Byng Trophy for sportsmanship 3 times. Ichiro Suzuki, Seattle Mariners. Ichiro was different. He was a slap hitter in an era of sluggers. Lithe and wiry, he favored elaborate stretching routines over weightlifting and steroids. He was the first position player to come to Major League Baseball from Japan, and his sly sense of humor charmed fans in both countries. Fantastic teams. Physical traits, talent, personality, story. From lovable losers to national heroes, these teams attracted unusual amounts of support. The 1988 Jamaican bobsled team. Jamaican bobsled team sounds so bizarre, you almost have to root for them. Some of the members who manned the country's inaugural run at the 1988 Winter Olympics in Calgary had never seen snow before they began practicing. Though they didn't place, fans rallied behind the four-man group, said one fan who met them at the games. They have a great sense of humor and are good dancers. 2015 United States Women National Soccer Team. The TV broadcast of the 2015 Women's World Cup final between the United States and Japan averaged 25.4 million viewers in the States, making it the country's most watched soccer game ever, men's or women's. And the American faithful were treated to quite a show. Carly Lloyd scored twice in the game's first 5 minutes before completing the hat trick with a midfield goal before the end of the first half. A rematch of the 2011 final, America's 5-2 win allowed fan favorite Abby Wambach to go out on top. The 1962 New York Mets. The 1962 Mets team was like an unintentionally funny movie, so bad it's good. Despite losing 120 games in their inaugural season, the Mets became the darlings of a town that had lost two National League teams, the Dodgers and the Giants, just 5 years earlier. Manager Casey Stengel provided adoring fans with funny quotes, including his famous summation of his team, "Can anybody here play this game?" And finally, 1990 Loyola Marymount Lions. NCAA tournament underdogs make for obvious fan favorite teams. People with no other rooting interest can get behind a good story. Even by the standard of other Cinderella teams, however, the 1990 Loyola Marymount Lions stood out. They were motivated by tragedy. Star forward Hank Gathers had collapsed and died in a game just before the tournament. They excited crowds, too. The Lions' run-and-gun style led to them being first in the NCAA in points per game, 122.4, and last in points allowed, 108.1. The number 11 seed won a series of shootouts, including a 149-115 romp over Michigan en route to an Elite Eight appearance. And finally, William Perry, Chicago Bears, a 6'2", 335-pound man named the Refrigerator, takes a handoff and speeds toward the end zone. What's not to like? As a rookie, Perry was a dominant defensive lineman, an awfully amusing offensive option for arguably the greatest NFL team of all time, the 1985 Bears. Well, we've run out of time for today's episode of Sports Illustrated for Kids. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm John Ivey, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. Today's programming is underwritten with support from the Raleigh Kiwanis Foundation. They can be reached at www.kiwanisfoundation.org. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast at our website, TriangleReadingService.org. So long until next time. If you have any questions or comments, please call 919-832-5138. That's 919-832-5138. Enough about me, yo, let's talk about you and all the wonderful things that you and I can do. I pop some cash in a little bit of time. I showed some cash and the girl was mine. I took her over town, I wined her and dined her. She asked me did I like her, I said, well, kinda. All of a sudden, she jumped out of seat, snatched me up by my wrist and took me out in the street. She started grabbing all over me, kissing and hugging, so I shoved her away. I said, you better stop bugging.